Good morning, everyone. We will call the second day of our January Commission meetings to order. We're coming to you from the Matthews Training Center in Pierre. We've got a good agenda this morning, so we're going to jump right to it. First up, we have April Larson, Marketing Director. She's going to talk about first day hikes. Welcome, April.
Good morning, Commissioners, Madam Chair, and Secretary Roebling. April Larson, Marketing with Game Fish and Parks. And I wanted to have a quick, just informal information about our first day hikes. So we have this on January 1st. Since 2012, the American State Parks have led this first day hike initiative. It is a nationwide goal of getting everyone into the outdoors, exercising and connecting with nature. So that is something that we really harnessed again this year. We had 15 hikes across the state on January 1st. So a nice, well-rounded event for a lot of families to participate in, to walk down our trails, to see a beautiful scenery. And what was really nice this year is we've been really partnering with a program called the South Dakota Master Naturalist Program. We have a couple of individuals with Game Fish and Parks that are on their board, and this is a volunteer group that goes out and they help train all of those that are interested in natural science or really connecting with people and communities in the outdoors. So they actually led these hikes for us, or at least seven of those hikes were led by master naturalists, so those volunteers in the communities. So I do want to give a special thank you to Jen Stahl. She is the master naturalist down at Good Earth State Park. She was our main point of contact that worked with the master naturalist program to then help place those volunteers in the communities by their local parks, so that they were able to connect with that park manager to schedule the time of the hike, where they were going to hike, to make sure those trails were on the top order so that we could have those great experiences for those individuals. We did have 12 parks participate overall, and one trail, so that was the Mickelson Trail. We had, when inquiring with the master naturalist, Becky, who was the master naturalist at the George Mickelson Trail, said that she had a great time, that most of them were 4 to 16-year-olds that came on her hike, and we actually had snowshoes for everyone. So they put on snowshoes, they trekked through the snow on the trail, and then she would stop and they would do senses, awareness activities. So they would stop and say, "What do you hear?" for 1 minute. And then they would have a dialogue of, did you hear birds? You heard snow crunching because little feet were still moving. You would hear all these different things. So then they could collaborate and become more aware of nature and in that environment. And then they had ham lenses with Legend, and then paint chip, color match, and some other activities while they were out in the park too. So really getting them in that moment, not only on the hike, but actually invested in that activity. We did have Lewis and Clark partner with their master naturalist and actually offered hot cocoa and campfire. So that was the one that really drew the most crowd, which was pretty exciting. Everyone on their holiday was willing to come out and have a good hike and have a campfire. It ranged anywhere from about 4 to 40 participants at each of our hikes for those master naturalists. We did, however, and I really want to commend our park staff, the ones that did not have a naturalist able to attend, we actually had park managers out there themselves guiding these hikes. So we had 8 guided and self-guided hikes by our park naturalist or our park manager at our parks. This was mostly, though, led by staff on their holiday, so they came in. The self-guided hikes, this is something that a couple of our parks do. They put out interpretive signage, and then we have some communication to families to say, hey, come to our parks, enjoy the great outdoors, you'll learn about our park, you'll learn about nature. but it allows families to come at their own time. So we have found that for some areas, some communities have actually preferred those self-guided because the family then can make it an outing on the holiday. So we did have about 3 of the 8 hikes that were self-guided. The other 8, though, were guided. We had a big Sioux recreation area that had 24 participants. Custer had a couple of different hikes. They had 3 scheduled throughout the day to help accommodate those different time schedules as well. And then Good Earth State Park, Jen again leading a lot of this effort with the Matcha Naturalist, was able to have 85 participants come on their hike. So it was a great turnout. We had a good year for the first day hikes, which is an exciting time for our communities and also for South Dakota State Parks. We are this year doing our 2023 park theme as Trails Are Calling. So our real focus this year is really getting families and individuals into our parks, realizing that there's ample opportunities to hike throughout the state. So usually when you talk to someone, they're usually like, oh, the Black Hills, like prime hiking. But really, there's a great opportunity to hike in every part of the state. So we will be doing additional communications, additional activities this year, which I'm hoping to come back and present a little bit more on that as time allows. But really getting those into the outdoors. For the first day hikes, to help promote that theme for starting it this year, we did hand out winter hats to those that did participate for those hikes that had Game Vision Park employee there to help explain what the Trails Are Calling and what our theme is. So hopefully you'll see that logo a little bit more. It does have Sasquatch on it. It's been a pretty popular one even the last couple of weeks since we launched this. So really looking forward to our theme and really excited that First Day Hikes was a success. So with that, I will take any questions.
Any questions from the commissioners? Comments?
Thank you, April. For since these are first hikes, what typically is the mileage or how long is it? Are these hikes for folks that are interested but maybe a little apprehensive about signing on right away?
Absolutely, Madam Chair. Great question, Commissioner Whitmire. These range anywhere from about half a mile to about 4 miles. So it really depended on the area, and it really depended on that community as well. This is something that our park managers, and I'm very thankful that we have such a strong community base, and our park managers know their community, because while they're working with the Master Naturalist or the Naturalist, or they're leading it themselves, they know that who's going to show up to this. They prefer more of a level hike that's a half mile. They're stopping every 10 feet and pointing out some fungi that's on some rock or something, and they're having a blast doing it. It's something that I've seen with other hikes that Game Vision Park has put on or worked with. AARP, for example, we do hikes every year with AARP, and that's something that they're very aware of, is that kind of accessibility and making sure that we can provide that access to everyone. And then that's usually when we have a little bit shorter hikes, or we're making sure that we're stopping often and having those conversations. Like, hiking is about having fun and enjoying nature and being out there in the elements and learning. It's not about getting to the highest peak right away, though we do have individuals that do want to get to that peak and they want to have that, like, a hurrah moment. So that's where, for example, Custer State Park, they do have those 3 different hikes, all for varying levels at different times too. So those earlier hikes are usually more of those a little bit more level terrain, not a lot of peaks and valleys, and then the ones later in the day are usually the ones that are 20-30-year-olds that may have had a very good New Year's Eve, and they're looking for that adventure the following day. So, yeah, great question. We try to stay accessible as much as we can.
April, you mentioned Yankton, Nicholson Trail. What are some of the other communities that participated?
Yeah, great question. Thank you, Madam Chair. We had, so the 12 parks, that would have been Adams Homestead, a nature area, North Point Recreation Area, Hartford Beach, Oakwood Lake State Park, Good Earth State Park, Big Sioux Recreation Area, and then Custer. The ones that are led by master naturalists, we again at Custer State Park had one leading there. Lake Ponset, one of our volunteers was able to lead a hike. Richmond Lake was able to do a hike. Farm Island here in Pier, Lewis and Clark, and then the one trail, the Mickelson Trail. So a nice variety across the state.
Excellent. Any other questions? Very well done, April. Thank you.